I just have one word to say this morning
as we start our service. And the word is, wow. The wow is for Friday night and last night. I mean, we were in the presence of God. We saw God do things. There were people that told us, particularly after the Friday night service, my life was changed tonight. And I know there's going to be some coming on in this morning. They're probably running late because they were running late last night and the night before. But the things that we have seen and heard, and last night the presence of God was here, and Brother Joe Payne and his church were with us, and he said when they left, he said, we are going to have an awesome service in the morning at Eunice because of what we received here tonight. And I want to share this verse of scripture with you. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
For it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. For the Jew first and also for the Greek. In other words, for the Jews and Gentiles. That's everybody. If you're not a Jew, you're a Gentile. For in it, the it is the gospel. For in it, the righteousness of God is, now this is an interesting choice of words, is revealed. You do not use the gospel to get to righteousness. And what I mean by that is you don't read the gospel and say, okay, I need to do this, and I need to do this, and I need to do this in order that I can achieve this. The gospel tells us that through belief in Jesus Christ and what he did, we are righteous. We are righteous. It is revealed from faith to faith. From faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by keeping the law. The just shall live by faith. By faith in what? By faith in what God told us in the gospel that Jesus did for us once and for all, as Hebrews says. And so there we stand before God, needing to know who we are and what we are more than somebody telling us what we have to do to be what we need to be. If you know who you are and you know what you are, then you will live the way you were called and destined and appointed to live. Amen. By the power of the gospel, not by our human effort. And God has visited us these last two nights.
Amen.
And he's going to be here this morning because we're here.
Amen.
You know, I've come to the realization over the years, you don't have to beg God to show up. You just need to show up. And I don't mean just come in here and sit down in a pew. I mean show up in your heart saying, God, we're here. Let's go. So we're here, God.
Amen.
We're ready for whatever you pour out on us today. Hallelujah. Now, let me say this. This is just, we're going to begin the service. We're going to flow right on through. Laverne will take a break somewhere along and dismiss the smaller classes. And
this is for, I know we have some visitors. We have preschool and children's church today. And if you, that's ages like 2 to 11, that we have classes for them after the praise and worship.
Amen. And all you folks that are visiting with us this morning, we welcome you here. And all you New Life folks, let's give them a hand for coming and joining us. And when we get started on the flow of things this morning, we always, it's our tradition, it's not a theology, just a tradition, to bring our gifts to the Lord when we give our tithes and offerings. Now, the tithe will be received, as it normally is, during our praise and worship time, bringing it up here and putting it in the offering, bringing it as a gift to God. At the end of the service, we will be receiving a camp meeting offering. Now, if for some reason you have an obligation and the service runs a little longer this morning than normal, then there's going to be a container at the back door. So if you have to slip out before things are done, and I'm not saying, you know, God may be done by 11:30. God may be done by 11. Then he may not be done for a while, like Friday night. But anyway, when you leave, you just leave your offering for the camp meeting in the basket, or it'll be one of these containers here on the table back there as you go out. But just wanted to lay all that groundwork. I want you to stand with me now. We're going to pray, and then we're going to turn it over to Laverne and the praise and worship team.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we come into your house. We gather in your name to worship you and to hear from you, to be in fellowship and in unity with one another in the presence of your Spirit. And Lord God, prompt us. Let your Spirit stir up in us. Let us stir up your Spirit in us so that it rises up from us and it becomes a corporate anointing with your presence residing upon us. Lord, you do all things well. And we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Mom.
Somebody's miracle is in this house today. Somebody here is getting filled. His Holy Ghost power is flowing today. Somebody here is getting healed. Somebody's miracle is in this house today. Somebody here is getting filled. His Holy Ghost power is flowing today. Somebody here is getting healed.
And I will praise him,
for he will set me free. Praise him, he brings the victory. Praise him, for he has brought me out. He gives my feet a dance and gives my voice a shout.
Somebody's
miracle is in this house today. Somebody here is getting filled. His Holy Ghost power is flowing today. Somebody here is getting healed.
And I will
praise him, for he has set me free. Praise him, he brings the victory. Praise him, for he has brought me out.
He gives my feet a dance and gives my voice a shout.
And I will praise him,
for he has set me free. Praise him, he brings the victory.
I will
praise him, for he has brought me out. He gives my feet a dance and gives my voice a shout.
Well, shout to the Lord, church. Come on. Hallelujah. We just sang. We just sang somebody's miracles in the house today. Now, if that's your miracle, just reach up and begin to grab hold of it. Hallelujah. You got to believe you got it. Hallelujah. And then you'll receive it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hope is here. Shout the news to everyone. It's a new day, peace has come.
Jesus saves.
Mercy's triumphs at the cross. Love has come to rescue us.
Jesus saves.
Hope is here. What a joyful noise we'll make as we join with heaven's song to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves.
Free at last, every debt has been repaid. Broken hearts can be remade.
Jesus saves.
Sing it through the dark of night. Sing it through the darkest night.
Jesus saves.
Free at last. What a joyful noise we'll make as we join with heaven's song to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. We're singing out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. You save, you heal, restore, reveal your Father's heart to us. You rose to raise us from the grave. Your Spirit lives in us. Sing it out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Shout it out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Sing it out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Oh, sing it out, a shout till the whole world knows your name. For we will know your name,
Jesus. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Come on, church. Hallelujah. We glorify your name, Lord. Hallelujah. We raise a shout. We raise our voice in triumph unto you this morning, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just ask you, Father God, that the overflow, that we're never going to be the same again, Father. That when people meet us and people greet us, Father God, the overflow is going to be everything that reflects your image and glorifies you, Lord. Everything, Father. Hallelujah.
God, you have done great things. You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing. You reached down and lifted us up. You came running, looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us. God, you have done great things. You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing. You reach down and lifted us up. You came running, looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love. Your love, you're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us. You're the faithful one. When the world's falling apart, so let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us.
Come on now, church. How deep?
How deep? How wide, how long, how high is your love, is your love? How deep, how wide, how long, how high is your love, is your love? Let your mercy rain on us. You're the faithful one. When the world's falling apart, so let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain.
I tell you what, choir, praise team, church, I got to do what God says do, right? Is that right? Is that what God says? Give me a C. If God's done anything for you in the house during this camp meeting, hallelujah. Come on now. Hallelujah. 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 Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Come on now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give him the praise and the honor and the glory. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, we magnify and we worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. 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 We glorify and we worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, look what the Lord has done.
Come on. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. He's never more the same.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
Now
the lame man was sitting outside the gate, begging alms from those who entered in. When Peter and John came upon him, the lame man was expecting from him. But he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give it unto thee. That's when the Spirit hit the lame man and he leaped to his feet, crying, look what the Lord's done for me. Hey, look what the Lord has done. Say, look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time. I'm going to praise his name. He's evermore the same.
Oh, come on.
Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
Now I was bound by the chains of darkness and sin.
I had no hope and no peace of mind. Well, my sins were scarlet. He washed them white as snow, and he opened up my blinded eyes. Now my soul can rejoice, cause I made it my choice. I've got the peace and everything I need. Now my name is written down in that Lamb's Book of Life. Can't you see what he's done for me? Hey, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time. I'm going to praise his name. He's evermore the same.
Oh, come on.
Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
I want a testimony from last night. I want a testimony from last night. Amen, brother. Testimony? That's fine. You praising God. That's all right. Hey, praise God. Hallelujah. No testimony from last night. Hallelujah. Pardon? All right.
Well, what I want to say is, of course, I know all this. I've grown up in all this. But, of course, sometimes you just need a refreshing of it. And just know that you know whatever God tells you to do, do it. I mean, it's that simple.
Amen.
It's nothing. You don't got to pray for hours to do it. You just do it.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Give me that C again. Come on. You know where I used to be till he reached down and picked me up? I was lost. I was in the kingdom of darkness. But you know what God did? He reached down and he lifted me up, placed me on a rock, took me out of the kingdom of darkness, placed me in the kingdom of light. And I'm his child today. Amen. Amen. Well, I was bound by the chains
of darkness and sin. I had no hope and no peace of mind.
Yeah.
Well, my sins were scarlet. He washed them white as snow, and he opened up my blinded eyes. Now my soul can rejoice, cause I made it my choice. I got the peace and everything I need. And now my name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Can't you see what he's done for me? Hey, look what the Lord has done. Say, look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. He's evermore the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, we praise you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just continue praising him. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Pardon? All right.
Keep my mouth shut. I want to thank him for picking me up out of a life of partying and drinking and smoking nicotine cigarettes. He delivered me out of all that mess, and I would never have dreamt that I would be one. I grew up, my father was a minister, and I grew up in a spiritual home. But when I became an adult, I thought I was an adult. I went out there in the world to see what was out there. But my mother prayed and kept praying because God said, train them up in the way they should go. When they get old, they will not depart from it. I thank him so much. I would never have dreamt I would have been standing in the church raising my hand and praising God. I would have been sitting back because I had to be there. But praise God for Jesus. I can stand here and shout his name with freedom because he gave me that freedom to do that. And I thank him so much because he is such a good God. Hallelujah.
You know, and right now, if you've got a child that's not walking in the way you raised him in the Lord, you reach out and you claim that child. Amen? Because the word's on the inside of him, and the Bible says it will not return unto him void. He will accomplish the purpose of his word. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Authority, every prayer. overcame. Jesus, awesome in power forever, awesome and great is your name. You overcame.
We will overcome by the blood of Him and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome. Yes, we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on here a minute. You know, all this camp meeting, we've been talking about the grace of God and the blessings that we receive from God. Amen? God gave us everything that we need to survive here in this world. But also, there's a counterpart to this, and it's called Satan. See, we as people and flesh, we let Satan come in and steal us of our blessings. Amen? So in other words, we need to stand up. We need to get a hold of the cross. We need to put Satan under our feet where the word says he is. We need to command, decree, and declare everything that is ours to be in its place. Amen? We don't need to sit back and wait for the devil to rob us of our joy. Amen? Even though he can't do it, we got authority over Satan. Amen? We need to profess and we need to proclaim that in the name of Jesus. Amen? We'll start right here, guys. All right? Hallelujah. We will.
Say, we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. Everyone overcome. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. Everyone overcome. Say, we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome. Yeah, we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome. Yeah, Savior, worthy of honor and glory, worthy of all our praise, you overcame. Jesus, awesome in power forever, you're awesome and great is your name. You overcame, Jesus. You overcame.
You're worthy of all our praise. You overcame.
You overcame.
Jesus, awesome in power forever. You're awesome and great is your name. You overcame.
You overcame. You overcame. Jesus.
You overcame.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We magnify you, Jesus. We thank you, Father God. Oh, we worship you and we praise you and we magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you. Yes. Yes.
That song, Look What the Lord Has Done, it really ministers to me. I mean, and we overcome by the word of our testimony. Satan has stole a son from me. He stole my home from me. He stole my way of thinking because of abuse and everything. And he has restored a godly man in my life, a home, a place to live, and 6 wonderful children. Amen. If you don't believe God's the restorer, you're believing the wrong thing. God can restore and restore 100-fold. Praise Amen. Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 You know, when we've got a promise from God, what we have to do is get it in our eyesight and press toward that promise. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And what I do between now and until that thing's in my hand, as I just hold on to his hand, because he never lets go. Amen. He never lets go. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near.
And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah.
You know, I know most of the church, because you all stood with us, but in the last 3 years, within a few months, my husband nearly died about 3 times. And the recovery period was long. And what he asked me recently, did I ever think he was going to die? I said, no. I had a word, and I saw a light. I saw a light of him recovered and him healed and his whole. And when the doctors came in and when people came in, and I saw on their faces friends thinking this was the last time they were going to see him or hear him, I kept my eyes on that light. And you know what? He's standing right back there now. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes, I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on.
a glorious light beyond all compare. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, we'll live to know you here on the earth.
And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear?
We're singing.
Oh no, you never let go. Calm and through the storm, oh no, you never let go. Every high and every low, oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah. Yes, I can see the light that is coming for the heart that holds on. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, oh, still I will praise you, Lord. Still I will praise you, Lord.
Oh, we're singing.
Oh, no, you never let go.
Through the calm and through the storms.
Oh, no, you never let go.
Say every high and every low.
Oh, no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah.
Oh, we're singing.
Oh, no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storms. Oh, no, you never let go. Every high and every low, oh, no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah. You never let go of me, oh. You never let go of me, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I just would picture myself. He was holding on to me. Healing was recovery and health was up ahead. And it's almost like I could see this big wire. And he's holding me. And everything under me has been just dropped out. Everything else was gone. But because he was holding me, I never got tired. I never got weary. In my mind, my body got tired, but I never got weary in my mind. You know why? Because he never let me go. And because all these years, I believed. I sowed the word. Even when there was nothing bad going on, I sowed the word. And when the enemy came in, blood, the Lord lift up this thing. Church, he's worthy.
I kind of feel that someone in here kind of bound up by fear. Fear of what to do next. Fear of what the next step is. They don't know where they're going, and that scares them. No one really knows where they're going. They're on this road. God's leading them, but they can't see what's up ahead. Sometimes God gives us a little bit of a glimpse of what's there, but there's this, if anyone's bound up by fear, just, you know, ask someone to pray for you. I'm sure there's a lot of people here. And my dad and anyone up here, they'll gladly pray for y'all. So if anyone has that problem, I kind of feel there's someone that has need a little healing in their leg. If there's someone here for that. I'll come up too. So, yep.
I tell you what, amen. If you have these needs, amen. We're going to sing this worship song, and you come in and let the Lord touch you.
okay? Brother Jim and Brother Richard, y'all come up. If people come to pray with them, you come on up. If you've got a situation like he said and you really don't know where you're going next, it may be a decision, it may be a move, it may be some kind of a personal choice, you come on up, because the Lord says if you lack wisdom, you ask of him and he'll give it to you. And if you're suffering with pain in your leg, you come on up, because he's already spoken it out. Amen. Just worship him and receive it.
Everything. Jesus, your name is power, breath of living water, such a marvelous mystery. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
I want you to go to C, shout to the Lord.
It's in G.
It's in G, whatever. Out to the Lord. Amen. Before we do this, and I've got a testimony while they're ministering.
What I'd like to say is we need to speak out when God tells us to. Friday night, Brother Jim prayed for my back because I'd had back surgery. I barely could get in the building. And he released all the pain, and I knew last night I was supposed to say something, but I didn't. So this morning when I got up, my back's all tightened up, my leg's tingling, and I'm weaving. But praise God, I know that I'm healed, and I claim the healing. And I thank you all for all your prayers.
Amen. You know, one last celebration song, just for this part of our service, because we're not done yet. But I know it's an old one, and we know it. But it's the way I feel about shouting to the Lord, to Jesus Christ.
Can I say something? Can I have just a second here? My favorite book of the Bible is Ephesians. When I was in prison, when I come between that rock and the hard place, I didn't run to nobody but except Jesus. And the reason why I was in prison was because I run to people out in the world back in the day to solve my problems. I run to drugs and all this good stuff. And then I come along in life and I see that there's a better way to survive this world. Amen? I come along in time enough to go to a church service in jail one night. And I gave my life to Christ. With that being said, from that point to now, I've learned so much about how to treat people and about what we're supposed to be doing for Christ. Amen? See, it ain't about us. You know, he done gave us everything. It ain't about us. It's about what we can do for somebody else. You know, because they said last night that you can't outgive God. That's right. Imagine that. We can't outgive God. Now, this brings me to the point I was going to make. Look around you. Look around you. Now, look how many kids are standing next Amen. To you or close to you. I'm going to tell y'all something. We want to change the way Christians live. Right here is where we start. Because we're through where we're going just pretty much. But right here is a seed of tomorrow. Amen? So... I noticed that little baby dancing in the aisle back there.
Loved it.
And if I'm smiling, I can imagine what my father's doing. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's some awesome stuff. Look at all these kids standing here. I watched that praise and worship team get up here and just rock it out in here the other night. The bomb. I like that. God is good, y'all. He's doing things so subtle that we don't even hardly notice. But yet and still, it's a big thing. Amen? God bless y'all.
Amen. All right.
Hallelujah.
Are you ready, church? Come on now.
my Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name.
One more time, church. Come on now. Come on now.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love.
You're my
all the earth, let us sing.
Yes.
Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the word of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have.
Oh,
nothing compares to the promise I have.
Oh, say it again, church. Come on now.
Nothing compares to the promise I have.
Now, before you sit down, church, I want you to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you're the work of God's hands. Amen. And you're a good work. All right, you may be seated. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to dismiss our children and our preschool and their teachers.